Exit by Death. Money talk is important in a relationship. When two people move in, married or maybe just relationship together, it is important to talk money. And what is money talk? That's how to share the bills, who pays how much. The rent, electricity, gas bill, phone bills, internet bills for a home, all kinds of different things. And don't be ashamed of talking about it or embarrassed or offended. It's okay. It's important. It's not just okay. It's a necessity to talk money with each other when two people move in together. So in case some other partner starts talking about money and sharing and percentages, don't get offended. It's okay. This prevents a lot of problems and fights in relationships. And actually, I'm guessing a lot of marriages end over this stuff because they never had an agreement in place when they moved in together. And you should have and you must have an agreement in place. Be it whatever agreement it is, 50-50 or 0-100%. Whatever you both feel is fair to both of you. But the agreement must be in place as soon as you move in together or before, even better, because sometimes you move in together and then you can't agree on this thing at all. And what if you break up over it? So it better talk about it before you even move in. And in a marriage, it doesn't matter if you have prenup or not. You have to still talk money because prenup or not, you still have to pay rent, the bills, ongoing stuff that keeps coming, invoices of all kinds of things, money about food too as well. I mean, who buys what? How much do you share together and stuff like that? If you don't do it, there's going to be problem. What if somebody wants to buy something luxury or something and it just creates bad environment for both of you? Another thing is saving. You got to have some saving, both of you, not just one of you, both of you. You have to take responsibility about saving because now you live together. You're not alone. So you have to feel some kind of responsibility for the security of the relationship. What if one of you gets sick or loses a job? Things like that happen, your car breaks down, you need some kind of buffer. I personally like a special formula that you can find it online. It's you use it to make a fair percentage depending on how much each person's salary is. So because I don't personally think 50-50 is fair. 50-50 sharing is not fair because if you don't have a job, then the other got to carry you. That's fair. And if you have more salary than the other person or you have less salary, then you shouldn't pay as much. I mean, if one person have $10,000 salary a month and the other has only $2,000, the rent shouldn't be 50-50. That's very, very unfair. So this percentage formula helps spread the percentages fairly. So like the one that has lower income and less money pays less percentage of the share of the rent and bills and everything. And to me, that's fair because, okay, often or sometimes both earning about the same. Then okay, 50-50 fits fine. But what if the earning changes? What if one starts earning a lot more or a lot less, then the 50-50 is no longer a fair agreement, in my opinion. So fair must go by the salary and percentage and who earns more and you pay more, simply. That's how it should be in a fair relationship where two people living together, especially in a marriage. I mean, one person doesn't have any income, then hey, can't expect the person with zero income to pay anything. And it shouldn't be a loan either. Say like, no, it's 50-50 and you have to give me, I will pay it now, but you got to give it back to me. No, that doesn't how it works. That's not good in a marriage. So it's, that's not okay either. I think the formula on the percentage is much, much fairer. And people run away from this talk, actually. When they move together, they're in love and all, everything is lovey-lovey. But then they move in together and then problems start. One person starts buying more expensive stuff and maybe doesn't save at all. And then it creates problem. Even about the saving, you should have some kind of agreement in place that, hey, we need to save this much money every month, or go even the saving should maybe perhaps be on percentage. Like, okay, you earn only $2,000 a month, so you save $500 a month, and I earn $10,000 and I save $2,000 a month. So the saving got to be in place. You have to have a saving. You have to have this talk with your partner. You have to. Don't let it be. Don't let it like slide away. Oh, no, it's okay. We don't fight now. The fights will arise from this issue sooner or later. It's going to create all kinds of nasty situations and unnecessary friction in a relationship between two persons. Again, it doesn't matter if you are just a normal relationship together, living together, or married. And if you have children, that's especially important to have an agreement in place about money. How much, who pays what. Very important. And this agreement, don't get offended if one party of the in the relationship takes up the subject. Don't get offended and don't go like, okay, whatever you say is fine. No. Whatever both say must be fine. This kind of agreement must fit both of you. So you have to sit, talk it out, maybe arguing it, fighting, discussing. But it's okay. I mean, both can get irritated on each other over this stuff. I totally understand this. But it's fine still. Take the fight. Take the argument. But reach to an agreement that is fitting both of you, so both of you are happy. Because if one is not happy, especially about money stuff, yeah, hey, that's not going to be a nice relationship, will it? There's always friction and resentment, and it's just not nice, not nice at all. The same way that you share, hey, who picks the trash, who washes dishes, if you share or one person do it, this money thing should be number one on your list to talk about, to share what is who, when, this stuff. Very important. Sorry, my English is crackpot from time to time. You know, I'm not actually from Earth. I am from, let's say somewhere else. And speaking human language is kind of difficult for me because I'm actually not used to talking at all. Where I come from, we don't talk much. It's more like, this is a subject for another episode, but yeah, we don't talk much. Let's just say, stay at that. So human language is very difficult for me, as it's not that English isn't my first language, because it actually is. Which is funny, because it doesn't sound anything like English is my first language, but it is. So to speak, I don't know what the first language is, because I speak a few languages, let's just say that. But I choose English on this podcast episodes because, I don't know, feels more convenient because most of the social media uses English. So that's why I use English. So yeah, I'm not from Earth. Where are you from then? Ooh, that's the weird, nice story for another time. And I think I'm kind of saving that for hopefully near future, where I get a little more listeners and followers, because I used to have a actually very big account. Not a huge, but into thousands and followers, and it was a few thousand followers, and had a big group in Telegram and everything, but it didn't feel like, sometimes you gotta restart things. So here it is. I closed that account, removed all the followers, and so picked a new name, shed my old self, a kind of death, I guess, and created this one, and now I'm at, I think right now I'm at 7 followers. I don't actually know if they're bots or not, but I think they're real human. At least one of them I know, because I personally speak with them on voice, so I have definitely 1 follower. But let's see how it will go. I post right now on X, on Instagram, on TikTok, a bit everywhere. So let's see how it goes. But my main home, so to speak, is X right now. But I don't really like X anymore. It's, wow, an X right in the sky. I'm talking about X, and there's an X right in the sky. This is very interesting. Let's see if I can take a photo of it. That's nice. I took a photo of it. It's actually an X that looks like the X logo. It's like exactly, almost exactly. One is thicker than the other. Very strange. Odd things happening around me. I hope the microphone is okay. I understand, I'm aware that my microphone is not the best, and there's like scratches and wind noise in it, but I have ordered a new microphone. So hopefully, prayfully, it will arrive soon, in a day or two, maybe 3 or 5 days, I don't know. And hopefully it will be working much better than this crappy one. So please bear with me. I am sorry that it is annoying to listen to me right now. I'm trying to like filter out voice, noise, and I don't know, adjust the volume, but it's difficult. I'm no professional. But perhaps someday I will get there, eventually, slowly, we'll see. So back to the main subject. Talk money, don't get offended, don't be embarrassed, don't feel afraid to talk money. And if the other person doesn't want to talk money at all, like, absolutely not, I will break up with you if you talk money. You know what? That's not a good partner. That's no partner at all. Let it break up. Let him or her leave. That's fine, in my opinion, because this is a relationship where two people living together is a grown-up thing, not a child, the kindergarten crap. So if one party doesn't want to talk about money at all, like, oh, I'm offended, and this and that, no, then there's the door. Bye-bye. See ya. I don't want to be ya. I had a friend that used to say that. See ya. I don't want to be ya. Funny. So that was it for today. A bit short, a bit crackpot, full of disturbances in the microphone. I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm going to try to fix it soon. I have bought the new microphone. It is on the way, and let's see how it will work out. Thank you and goodbye.